$14.3 trillion and counting. A legacy of a mountain of debt is not what I want to leave for our kids and grandkids. It's time for Congress to get serious. With this show vote behind us, now let's buckle down. What we need first is to force Congress to make difficult decisions. I've supported for two decades a constitutional amendment to require a balanced budget. We passed one through the House in 95. It failed by one vote in the Senate. Had that been in place, we wouldn't be in this mess today. It's time to reconsider a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. And then after voting on that, for Congress to buckle down and look at a good combination of revenues, getting rid of the Bush tax cuts, closing tax loopholes, stopping subsidies for oil companies and big agriculture firms to not grow things, scrubbing the whole budget, visiting Medicare Part D and stopping subsidies for pharmaceutical industries at $20 billion a year. There's plenty of places to cut. And there's also places where we could raise revenues without hurting middle-income and working families and provide for a stable future for this country. It's time to get serious. Showboating's over.